Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this lecture we'll talk about Rabindranath Tagore. Now, Rabindranath Tagore doesn't require any introduction because he was the first non-European to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature and the first Indian to receive Nobel Prize in Literature. His dates are between 1861 to 1941, and mostly he wrote in Bengali. So he is a poet, a short story writer. He has also written plays, essays, and later on in his life, he also became a painter. And it is said that he was highly influential in introducing Indian culture to the West and vice versa. And he received the Nobel Prize for Literature for his work called Gitanjali. And what is Gitanjali? Gitanjali is just a collection of poetry or a collection of songs. And the original Bengali collection has almost 156 poems. And later on, it was translated in English. And it was the English version that got the Nobel Prize. And one more fact you should know is that the introduction to this work was written by W.B. Yeats. Okay, W.B. Yeats. Sometimes in exams, they ask this. And all of these songs have a central theme, which is devotion. And its motto is, I am here to sing these songs. And one more fact you should know is that Gitanjali was published in 1912, and the next year, the following year, in 1913, it won the Nobel Prize. So, few things you should keep in mind, few facts you should keep in mind from an exam point of view. Now, let me read out a song from this collection of poems, a collection of songs, Gitanjali. Okay, it is usually called song number 35. I quote, "Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high, where knowledge is free, where the world has not been broken up into fragments by narrow domestic walls, where words come out from the depth of truth, where tireless striving stretches its arms towards perfection, where the clear stream of reason has not lost its way into the dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my father, let my country awake." Unquote. Okay, and you know, these lines are very famous. So from an exam point of view, they can also give you few lines and they can ask you who has written these lines. So the correct answer is Rabindranath Tagore. Now, some of the important works of Tagore are, besides or in addition to Gitanjali, some of the other works are, one is The Gardener. Okay, The Gardener. After that, The Crescent Moon. The Crescent Moon. And both of these are collection of poetry. Okay? And much of the work of Tagore is written in Bengali. And one such work is Jeevan Samriti. Okay, Jeevan Samriti. And literally if you translate it in English, it means My Reminiscences. So it's his autobiography. And this was published in 1917. Okay? So one, The Gardener, then The Crescent Moon, and then I said Jeevan Samriti, literally translated as My Reminiscences. And along with poetry, Rabindranath Tagore has also written prose. So there are two very famous novels by him. One is The Home and the World, okay, The Home and the World, and the second is Gora, okay, Gora. Ye do prose works, jo hain, these two basically are novels which have been translated from Bengali, okay. So these are very famous. So from an exam point of view, you should know some of the, or at least roughly the storyline or name of the important characters. Okay, it can be two important novels. Then he has also written a prose work called Nationalism. Okay, Nationalism, which was published in 1917. Then another work by him is The Religion of Man. Okay, The Religion of Man. And this is a work in English prose. And this is basically based on the lectures delivered by Rabindranath Tagore in 1930 at Manchester College in Oxford. And one more thing you should keep in mind is that the reputation of Rabindranath Tagore has swung both ways. You know, earlier at the time when he won the Nobel Prize, he was admired a lot by people like W.B. Yeats. But later on, people like W.B. Yeats and Ezra Pound became his critics as well. So, in general, the poetry of Rabindranath Tagore presents a case of literary bilingualism, and which is perhaps without a parallel in literary history, because he himself translated many of the works he wrote in Bengali into English later on. So, with the exception of a solitary poem called The Child, okay, The Child, which came out in 1931, and a few verse epigrams originally written in English, he wrote mainly in Bengali and creatively translated some of his works into English. And his work Gitanjali is also something which he translated. Now, after Gitanjali, as I said, that this work was followed by two other works. One is called The Gardener, okay, which came out in 1913. And the next was The Crescent Moon, okay, The Crescent Moon. The Crescent Moon was also published in 1913. Now, The Gardener mostly presents Tagore as the poet of love, okay, possibly influenced by Browning, of whom he was also a great admirer, okay? And Tagore exhibits a kind of Brownesque variety and complexity in his love poetry. And though his setting is somewhat unlike that of Browning, Tagore is able to present both the male and female points of view in love. And the Tagore magic is, however, still very strong enough in The Crescent Moon. And the chief motif of this work is childhood. Now, poetry of childhood can be of roughly two types. It may either offer the outsider's or adult view of the child, or the insider or the child's view of the issue, whatever the issue may be at hand. But Tagore attempts both with frequent success. Okay, he attempts to present both the points of view. The point of view of a child as well as somebody who is observing the child. So, from an exam point of view, remember about the important works of Tagore, some facts about Gitanjali, when it was published, when he won the Nobel Prize, then what exactly Gitanjali is about. After that, the prose works or the novels written by Rabindranath Tagore, in particular, The Home and the World and Gora. Ye do bahut famous hai. And after that, as I said, The Crescent Moon and The Gardener. Okay, ye do bhi jo works hain, these two works are also important. Of course, Rabindranath Tagore has written many more works as well. But from an exam point of view, just focus on the main aspects of Tagore's works.